I can't believe I have to resort to something like this. It's so embarrassing. To be put into a position where I'm begging for work just to provide for my roommate. What a horrible situation to be in. I feel like I could cry. I just have to do it. This won't matter in a year's time anyway. Hopefully. This is a nice neighborhood. Or, well, it looks like it anyway. Just pick the first house that looks nice, I suppose. This one. What do I even say when they answer the door? Hopefully they're nice to Nekomimi's or not shocked at my appearance. Hello there. My name is Cottontail. Am I selling something? Not quite, but, well, actually, yes. Myself. But not like that. Do forgive me, I'm all over the place. What I'm trying to say is, I'm selling my services. That doesn't sound any better, does it? I'm needing to make some money, so I'm going door to door to see if there's anything I can do for anyone. So I would like to ask you, kind stranger, is there anything you would be interested in me doing for you? What am I comfortable with? Oh, I suppose a lot of things, like yard work, weeding, since I can tell flowers from wheat just by leaf pattern or taste. I can clean, such as do your dishes, or maybe you had something else in mind. Oh, well, of course you can tell me. It's hard to offend me, I promise. Well, I don't see anything wrong with that at all. There's not a thing to be embarrassed about. Sometimes we all just need to feel needed. You're thanking me for not judging you. Oh, but it's not my place to judge, or anyone else's. Maybe you've been around bad company to think of yourself so poorly when expressing your needs. Not that I'm passing judgment, ironically enough. But as you were saying, you just want to feel needed, right? What do you have in mind? To hold someone else. Oh, I think this gentleman is just wanting to potentially pamper me. As if we were in a relationship. I can understand that. We can get kind of lonely in this big bad world. In that case, perhaps I can come inside and we can get better acquainted on the couch. You have a very modest home. Do you live here by yourself? Oh, you have a roommate. That's interesting. The way TV shows present roommates are always so fun and endearing. Not like mine back at home. Oh, nothing. So, how do I tackle this situation without being insensitive? I worry I might choose the wrong words, but if you want to feel needed, then mayhaps you could care for me. For example, I have my hairbrush with me. I need to regularly brush my hair or it would get so tangled that I would have to cut it off. Would that kind of be like what you were looking for? Well, what bunny in their right mind would say no to that? My hair is soft. Humans are always so surprised. But it's nice. I get complimented often. Especially with my bangs, with the white hairs. It's quite a unique trait. It makes me stand out, which I like. Although people in public sometimes ask to touch my hair and I have to let them down gently by explaining it's a little rude. I'm not a walking zoo. I'm just a bunny girl trying to get some raspberries like anyone else in the store. You're remarkably gentle with how you're handling my hair. Have you done this before? Oh, you used to have a little sister. I'm jealous. It was my dream when I was little to have a sister whose hair I could braid and play with, and we could talk all things girly, like how guys have cooties. You know how to braid? Ooh, am I allowed to request one braid and then take it out again? I would tie my hair back more often in general, but I heard it's way more stress on the scalp and you can pull out more hair from doing that. Tying it up and taking it down over and over again. It feels nice having someone play with my hair. It's been a while for me. I guess as you get older, you kind of forget what it's like to be taken care of. Adulting, am I right? May I ask how you weren't so taken aback by having a Nekomimi on your step? You know, like animal girls. Normally I can see people's eyes popping out of their skull because they're just so shocked, but I would say you're probably the first human who just didn't react. You never noticed? Huh? Okay, I can get with that. So, it doesn't change anything about us, right? You still want to look after me, and I still, need you. I made him blush. You have to be careful talking to humans. The way they use language can mean so many things when I'm literal with facts. He's kind of cute when he blushes. Oh, so now you want to acknowledge the existence of my ears. Alright, I'll allow you to give me ear rubs, okay? Just be nice and gentle, please. Did you think they were fake? Or did they just blend in with my hair? Did you know the longer that your bunny ears are, the more beautiful you are back where I'm from? Although, humans are cruel. If you have large human ears, others will insult you. It's so unbelievably disrespectful to pick on someone for their features back at home. Especially the ones they cannot control. For example, you can't control the color of your hair if you choose to dye it. So, if someone judges you for your natural color, that is a big no-no. If someone makes a comment saying the shade of, say, blonde is too dark and dirty, then it's permitted but still frowned upon. I don't think individuals can realize how hard their words can hurt someone. It's always get thicker skin, instead of being a little more empathetic, you know? That's why I was a little, shocked when you were so astonished that I didn't even laugh at your request. Seems like you're long due some kindness from the universe. Even if that means you get it from a bunny girl like me. I need the money. I'll be honest, okay? I never judged you, so you don't judge me. Please. I have a human roommate. I believe they're taking advantage of me, actually. My rent is due at the end of the week, which is $350. Which is perfectly manageable for me, but my roommate is refusing to give me their half. They said I would figure it out, but I'm pretty passive. I think they might know about how much I don't want to start an argument. A lot of stress is bad for my health. I deteriorate quickly. So it's actually less stressful for me to go door to door doing odd jobs for this month and pay their side of the rent. So in total, it's $700. Oh, it slipped my mind, but I suppose I didn't even ask you how much you'd be willing to pay for me for this session of ours. I'm not much of a businesswoman, clearly. You were actually the first door I knocked on. My roommate doesn't clean after themselves or answer the door when I've got a package. I'm not sure what happened. It was fine for a while, but they started getting really shifty around me, calling me names and saying I don't belong here. I don't understand it, because they accepted my ad of needing a roommate. Like, I disclosed that I was a bunny girl. It just doesn't make any sense at all. New roommate? Well, I can't kick them out, that's the issue. I can't handle confrontation like that. I'm lucky with where I rent, though. I didn't sign an official contract. My papers aren't finished up just quite yet. It's naughty, I know, but it does offer me the freedom to leave at any time. The man I rent from just says don't mess up the place and hand him the cash to his house and that's it. If you ask me, I think it's business under the table, you know what I'm saying? Wait, what? Your roommate is moving out by the end of the week? Are you offering me a place to stay with you instead? It's crazy, I've just met you, but, well, you've been nothing but caring to me so far. Plus, this place is actually clean, so I guess you help around the house too. You don't expect your roommate to just clean it all up for you. If you're offering, then I think I'll take it. Are you sure? Yes. Oh, thank you so much. You have no idea what a burden you have lifted off my shoulders. Thank you. I know it's crazy to move in with someone you just met, but the alternative is I work myself to death doing odd jobs for a leeching roommate, one whom I don't even like that much. Plus, you lead an interesting life if you say yes. That's what my dad taught me, and it's got me this far. Sorry. That was a really long hug. I got a little lost in thought there. I was kinda thinking about the logistics of it all, but, I can make it happen. I live roughly 10 minutes away by foot. I don't have a lot of belongings, just the essentials like every other girl out there. Oh, did you enjoy the hug? In that case, I need you to let me, cuddle into you. It's what he wants, right? I'm not going too far. Oh, no. His face is redder than a tomato. This is definitely something he wants. Humans are so adorable. You can rub your hand against my arm if you want. I don't mind. As for the whole potential new roommate thing, do you think it would be possible for me to sleep over as like a test? I don't particularly want to return back home. I don't think I could face the belittling anymore. Oh, yes, I understand that your roommate is still here. That's not really an issue for me. I could sleep in your bed, right? If that's okay with you. I understand you might have personal boundaries and space needs. I get that it's not ideal to share a bed with a bunny girl you just met, but the alternative is not very pleasant for me. And hazardous to my health. So, I'll ask you. I need you to protect me from my roommate and let me stay here tonight. Even if that means sleeping in the same bed as you. Do it for me, alright? Thank you, yet again. You know, all of this and I don't even know your name. I said mine was Cottontail and Yours is... Oh, well, you suit that name. Although, it would have been funnier if you were called Small Ears or something like that. What? They are smaller than mine. You're gonna look me in the eyes and say that you have bigger ears over mine right now? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought, buddy. Thanks for answering the door to me. If you'd told me 1 hour ago my life would be looking really different, I would have told you you were lying. Just have to say yes to fun and new situations. Change always seems so bad on the surface, but I see it as progressing. When I first moved here, I had no idea what I was doing with my life. My life was so stagnant and dull back at home, though. I couldn't bear it anymore. I wanted to go. It didn't matter where, how, what, why, when, who, how. As long as it wasn't home. I can definitely say I've got fun stories to tell my parents when I visit them again someday. I miss them greatly, but I've changed. I'm not the same little bunny girl, so frightened and scared of what the world has to offer. Rather, I'm much more open to it. Can I ask what rumors you've heard about us bunny girls? Timid, yes. Polite? That's not even a negative rumor. Anything negative at all? We gnaw on furniture? What? We aren't feral animals. Well, yes, we need to keep our teeth short by biting things, but, well, we can use nail filers in the worst case scenario. Cutting them is really a last resort. It's not a nice sensation. Our nails are nice, though. Perfect for back scratches or scalp scratches, if that ever is in your interests. Actually, have you ever had a non-human roommate, or are you about to tell me there's a kitsune behind that door? Well, I hope I won't be a headache. Only thing that I can't handle is stress. So, if something stresses me out, then you're gonna know about it, because I'm vocal. My dad taught me to speak up, drilled it into my brain, so now I'm headstrong. I can still be shy, but it's like a switch that goes off. I can't help but to feel like that little girl again that's helpless, then his words echo in my head and I'm ready to take on the world. Well, I'm glad I can make you laugh at least. Are you feeling a bit better than when we first met? Mayhaps all you were missing was just a kind hand in this world. It can get lonely when you close yourself off, but as soon as you open your door, life is out there waiting for you. Not in here, not in between these four walls. Words of wisdom. I'm not particularly smart or anything. Just life experience makes you ponder a lot. Or I do anyway. I heard guys have this ability to stare off into space for minutes on end and not one thought passes through their brain. Now that is real talent. To be so unbothered. You're actually pretty warm to be snuggled up to. It's soothing. Like a human space heater. Your heart is racing a little bit too. And I thought we were supposed to be the ones with the fast heartbeat. Tired little bun, yes. That's me. Mm-hmm.